Friends and family of the Oregon Wildlife Refuge occupiers are attacking the federal government's claims that the protests caused millions of dollars of damage. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Last week, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service estimated that the armed occupation at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge had cost taxpayers nearly $6 million. The tally included damaged buildings, equipment, cultural artifacts, and natural resources. But Utah family and friends of the occupiers say their pictures show that the protesters were tidy and careful during their 41-day protest of what they call federal overreach. Utah gun rights activist Janalee Tobias says she saw firsthand that the occupiers were good stewards.
There was no broken windows. There wasn't even a piece of paper out of place. They respected the property because that's the kind of people that they are.
Tara Tenney also disputed the damage reports. Her father, Lavoie Finicum, was killed by state troopers at a roadblock outside the refuge in January. She met with reporters at the Utah State Capitol Tuesday to say the damage claim is absurd.
I know that the government is not forthright and honest, and this is just one more testimony of how corrupt and fraudulent and dishonest they are.
The Fish and Wildlife Service photos released last week tell a different story. Mielle Corbett is an agency spokeswoman. She said the mess the illegal occupiers left includes everything from ruined carpet and missing personal equipment to a trench and a road dug into Native American sites.
This cost is being borne by the taxpayer directly from the Fish and Wildlife Service's budget.
Federal investigators scoured the site for evidence after the occupation ended 6 weeks ago. Workers are now putting the refuge facilities back together. Judy Faze, KUER News.